Hello. Are you there? Well, we're here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ways better, Swan soap.
Yes, sir. Lieber Brothers Company, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's 8 ways better than old style floating soaps, presents Paul Whiteman. Your Swanee announcer, Bill Goodwin. Our singer, Jimmy Cash. Well, I swan, the stars of our show, George Burns and Gracie Allen. Yes, sir, it's the new Burns and Allen show, and now we listen in on Gracie at home.
Hello? Yes. Yeah, this is Gracie Allen. Who's this? Who? Who? Well, you'll have to spell it. M-O-T-H? Moth? M-O-T-H-E-R? Oh, the mother. Oh, sorry, but we have all the mothballs we need. What? M-A-M-A. Oh, hello, Mother. How are you? What? You think this is... What? Hold the phone, Mother. Jimmy Cash, please, I'm on the phone. What, Mother? No, that isn't George singing in the bathtub. No, today's Tuesday. Say, Mother, how's Bessie? What? You think Mr. Peterson the butcher is falling in love with Bessie? How do you know? Oh, last night she found a forget-me-not on her calf's liver? Oh, good. You went to the football game this Saturday. Oh, really? $4.40 a ticket? My, that's expensive. What? Papa made a touchdown. Oh, Papa made a touchdown at the Elks Club. Well, I'll have to say goodbye, Mother. What? A message for George? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'll have to write that down. Hilda!
Yeah, Mrs. Burns?
Go in the den and get me a pencil, please. Oh, by the way, Mother, yesterday I went out in the garden and I picked the most beautiful sweet peas, but George didn't like them. Well, maybe I should have cooked them plain instead of with carrots. Oh, yeah. Well, I must tell you...
Here's your pencil. Mrs. Burns.
Oh, thanks. All right, Mother, I've got the pencil. What was that message again? Well, not so fast. Say hello to George. Oh, all right.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
Oh, George, Mother just sent you a message. Hello.
Hello. Well, sit down, Gracie. I've got some wonderful news for you. MGM wants you to make a picture.
Really?
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. North was a big hit on Broadway last season, and now MGM wants you to be Mrs. North.
Well, I couldn't do that, George. I'm already Mrs. Burns.
I know that,
but... Oh, my mother wouldn't like it if I took a second husband.
I know that, but...
She isn't crazy about my first one.
I know that, too. Gracie, this is a wonderful opportunity for you. And another thing, it'll be a great experience. Then again, look at the practical side. Now, don't only think of yourself, think of me. Think of the money we'll make.
Oh, George, you sound just like you're proposing again.
Gracie, will you make the picture?
Certainly.
Well, Gracie, you've made me so happy that you can have anything you want.
Oh, will you give me my half of my salary?
I'm not that happy. Well, anyway, you're going to make this...
Hello, Bill.
Oh, hello,
Gracie.
Bill.
Hello, George. Say, what's this I've been reading in Luella Parsons' column that MGM wants Gracie to do Mr. and Mrs. North?
Is it in the paper already?
Yeah.
Say, I've got one in the den. I'll take a look. Gracie. What's that?
It's Jimmy Cash. He's rehearsing here.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me listen.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
Open the door. I want to see if he made it. He did.
Say, George, Mr. and Mrs. North was a Broadway play, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, boy, I'd like to play a part like that Mr. North.
Do you think you can do it, Bill?
Oh, do it. There's nothing to acting. Watch. I'll be Mr. North, and Gracie, you're Mrs. North.
Oh, I just can't wait. Go ahead.
Mrs. North, darling, I've something important to tell you.
Yes? Well, go ahead.
Darling, did you know that Swan is the first really new white floating soap since the gay 90s? And Swan is 8 ways better than old-style floating soaps.
Oh, you say the sweetest things. Go ahead.
Why, for instance, darling, you should see the suds you get with Swan soap. Richer, longer-lasting suds. And Swan lathers twice as fast as any old-fashioned floating soap, even in the hardest water.
Oh, Mr. North, I'll bet you tell that to all the girls. Go ahead.
Mrs. North, darling, try Swan for washing your dishes. Try Swan for all your soap and water tasks. I love you, and you'll love Swan. Try Swan.
Cut, it's cut, the most... cut! You call that acting? Why, Bill, you've got no feeling. Look, I'll show you how to do it. Ah, oh, Mrs. North, I love you. And Mrs. North, you love Swan. Swan, that wonderful soap. That floating soap. Just give me a cake. That white floating soap. And I'll go alone, happy, with you. And Swan.
Oh, what a ham.
He is not a ham, are you, George?
I should say not.
Oh, George, I want to thank you for that gold locket you left on the table yesterday.
A gold locket?
Yes.
What gold locket?
You know, the one that has the picture of the walrus in it.
A walrus?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, I have to call up MGM and tell them that the deal is okay. Say, that's funny. There's a woman talking on the other end of the phone.
Oh, let me listen. Oh, it's my mother. She's still on the phone. I forgot to tell her to hang up. You can hang up, Mother. Goodbye.
Mr. Burns, you want to hear my song now?
Well, yeah, you can start, kid, but I've got to make a phone call. I'll be right in. Operator. Operator. Get me in.
Hasn't it all been thrilling, living from kiss to kiss? And weren't you more than willing to keep it forever like this? Wasn't it you who planned each exciting day? Exciting day. We found a heaven for two, and didn't you lead the way? Wasn't it you who said our love would never die? Can it be you now say?
That was swell. Now you can run back to the grocery store and close up.
Not tonight.
Oh, I bet you're going out tonight.
Yeah.
With a girl?
Yeah.
Nice?
It reminds me of my mother.
Hmm. Who is she?
My sister.
Goodbye, Jimmy.
Oh, George, did you get MGM on the phone?
Oh, yes, and Irving Asher, the producer, is coming over in 20 minutes with a contract for Gracie to sign.
Well, gee, that's wonderful, George. It sounds exciting.
Well, it is.
Imagine Jimmy Cash going out with his sister.
Gracie, I'm talking about the picture.
Oh, that's wonderful, too.
Wonderful, and what a part that Mrs. North is. She's in every scene. She talks for hours. She says the silliest, staffiest, dumbest, craziest things you ever heard in your life.
I'm not going to do it.
It's one of the greatest, the most... You're not going to do it?
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get on that screen and say a lot of silly things. I want to act natural.
Act natural?
Well, certainly. I'm not going to have people laugh at me.
Look, Gracie.
It's the trouble with Hollywood. They miscast everybody. Like, I saw a picture called Tom Harmon of Michigan, all about a football player. And the fellow who played the part of Tom Harmon wasn't the type at all.
The part was played by Tom Harmon.
Oh, now, you see, he got the job because he was a relative.
Gracie, I've listened to you talk for years and years, and you say less than any woman I know.
That's why I can't play the part of Mrs. North. I don't talk enough.
That's because the days are getting shorter.
And then again, I don't believe that being quiet should be carried to extremes like some people do. Like, I met a woman at the club last week, and I chatted with her just to be polite. And all the time I was with her, she didn't even say one word. But on the other hand...
Gracie, who was this woman?
Billy Burke. But on the other hand...
Billy Burke?
Yes.
Yeah, a regular Sphinx.
Now, please, George. She's one of my dearest friends.
Gracie, this is a great part.
Not going to do it.
Hilda!
Yeah, I'm bringing the aspirin.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yes, yes. Bill, you're a smart fella. Why don't you talk to Gracie?
Because I'm a smart fella.
Thanks.
Here's the aspirin.
Oh, Hilda, how's your boyfriend, Olaf? You know, the one who always says, huts, hut?
Please, Bill, now, Gracie, this is...
You're not going to do it.
Oh, I don't go around with Olaf anymore.
No?
No, you know, he was so bashful that he never even kissed me on the forehead.
Oh, well, don't let that worry you, Hilda. I went around with George for 3 years before he kissed me on the forehead, and then he went back to kissing me on the lips again.
Yeah, that's because you started wearing bangs. Anyway, listen, Gracie.
Not going to do it.
Mrs. Burns, I'm sorry. I had an accident. I tore one of your towels in half.
Oh, well, that's all right, Hilda. You can use it like Swan soap, half in the kitchen and half in the bathroom.
Well, thanks, Gracie.
You're welcome.
Gracie, will you listen to me?
Not going to do it. So, Hilda, you gave up Olaf, huh?
Oh, yeah, I had to give him up. I couldn't understand him. He spoke with a dialect.
Well, who's your boyfriend now?
Oh, he's in the kitchen. I will call him. Come in, sweetheart.
See, mi vida, que quiere mi pedazo de caramelo?
Well, that's all I needed. It's Senor Lee. You're Hilda's sweetheart?
Hutsut.
Oh, go with that Hutsut.
Senor Burns, don't be a grouch. I like to see a man with a smile on his face. In your case, I would even settle for a face.
Look, Senor Lee, Olaf happens to be Hilda's childhood sweetheart.
I have thought it all out, Senor Burns, and the voice inside of me says, Senor Lee, you are a rat if you take Hilda away from Olaf.
Well?
Squeak, squeak!
Lee, you're not the guy for Hilda. She's just a nice, plain girl.
So what? What has Hedy Lamarr got that she hasn't got?
Well, nothing.
Boy, do you need glasses.
Hilda, take him back in the kitchen. Gracie, Mrs. North is a great part.
I'm not going to do it. Oh, it's Paul Wagner. Hello, Paul.
Oh, hello, Paul.
Hello, everybody.
Gee, Paul, you've taken off some weight.
Yes, and I've got to take 10 more inches off my waistline.
Really? Why?
So I can get close enough to the table to reach the food.
Well, you look great, Paul. Just drag up a loading platform and sit down. Gracie, the producer is going to be here.
I'm not going to do it.
Look, honey, don't think that I'm trying to bribe you. But you know that beautiful caracal coat that we saw at Magnin's? The one you like so much?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to see you buy it.
Well, then you should have been with me yesterday.
Look, Gracie, MGM doesn't offer these parts.
Not going to do
it. No, not going
to
do
it. Hey, I hate to change the tempo, but when I was here yesterday, I left a gold locket on the table. It was for Mrs. Whiteman. It's her birthday today. May I have it?
Oh, so that's the locket Gracie was talking about. Paul, was that your locket?
Yes, my picture was in it.
Oh, yes, the walrus. Gracie, where's the locket?
You mean the locket?
Yes, the locket.
You mean the gold locket?
Yeah, the gold locket. Where's the locket?
Well, you never can tell when something might be missing, and if it is, I didn't do it.
Gracie, don't...
Hey, today is my wife's birthday. Don't tell me it's lost.
Well, it isn't exactly lost. What happened was, I was sitting and knitting some backless sweaters for soldiers, and all of a sudden...
Backless sweaters?
Well, yes, they asked me to knit sweaters for the boys at the front.
Gracie,
What about the locket?
Well, I'm coming to that. And all of a sudden, a burglar climbed through the window.
A burglar?
Yes, the town's full of burglars. They're here for a convention, I guess.
Yes. I read about it in the papers.
You did?
Yes.
Then you believe this story?
Oh, sure I do.
Oh, boy, wait till you hear the finish. A burglar came in a half an hour ago, took the locket, hit me on the head, and I was unconscious for 5 hours.
You are, Al.
Why, Gracie, according to that story, you'd be unconscious right now.
That's right. That's why I think she's telling the truth. Gracie, where's the locket?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Paul. I thought George left that locket there as a surprise for me.
Well, where is it?
Well, you know that antique shop around the corner?
Yes.
I traded it in.
You traded it in?
But, Gracie, how could you think it was your locket? Didn't you see P.W. engraved on it?
Well, yeah, but, Paul, I thought the engraver had an impediment in his speech and pronounced my name Tracy Wallen.
Tracy Wallen? Well, anyway, what did you trade the locket for? I mean the locket. What did you trade it for?
Well, I traded it in for this musical powder box. Look.
But that locket was an heirloom.
Yes, but this musical powder box is a genuine antique. It's 150 years old, and when you lift up the lid, it plays music. Listen.
Oh, Daddy. 150 years old?
Yeah, an old daddy.
An old daddy, huh? Close it.
Come on, Gracie. Let's go over to the antique shop and get my locket back.
All right, Paul. Let's go.
But, Gracie, the producer is coming with the contract.
I won't do it.
Gracie, you're staying in the house.
I won't do it.
Gracie, you're staying here.
I won't do it.
You will.
I won't.
You will.
I won't.
You will.
I won't.
You will.
I won't.
You will.
Paul Whiteman and the orchestra playing The Waltz of the Flowers.
Thank you.
this is great. A producer from MGM is coming to our house, and here we are in front of an antique shop.
Oh, now, boys, I better go in alone. If we all go in, he might think the locket's very valuable, and even though it's worth nothing, he might double the price. And double nothing is $64, and it's certainly not worth $64,
talking,
so I think the best thing for me to do is to go by myself.
Now go in, and if you're not out in 2 minutes, I'm coming in to get you.
All right. Now dunk away.
Oh.
How do you do, madam? Aren't you the lady who swapped the locket for a musical powder box?
Well, yes, and I'd like to swap it back for the locket.
Oh, gladly. But can I keep the picture inside?
Do you like it?
Oh, yes. It'll make a wonderful design for a poker chip.
Oh, well, here's your powder box. Will you wrap up the locket?
Gladly.
Oh, my, you have lovely things here. Isn't this adorable? A statue of a woman with a clock in the center of a forehead.
Madam, this is an exact reproduction of Venus de Milo.
Oh, the poor thing. She has no arms. How does she keep the clock wound?
Well, I couldn't say. My partner will be back later.
Well, wrap it up.
Gladly. Well, here's your locket all wrapped up in a little box for you.
Oh, thank you.
Gladly. Who's that?
Oh, that's my husband knocking on the window. If he thinks I'm going home to sign that movie contract, he's crazy. I'll stay here all day, even if I have to buy the whole store.
You mean you've got a chance to be a movie star and you don't want to?
I should say not. If I'm a movie star, I'd have to put my footprints in cement in front of the Chinese theater.
Well?
Well, if I got lost in the woods, then no one could find me because I wouldn't have any footprints.
Yes, I see. Well, here's your clock, madam.
Here they come.
Gracie, what's taking you so long?
Well, I just bought the prettiest clock. Here, hold it.
All right, Gracie, the producer is waiting.
I'm not going to do it. Here, George, put this little box in your pocket.
But, Gracie...
Oh, mister, what a beautiful vase.
Oh, fine.
That's an antique.
You'd never know it.
Well, the older they are, the more valuable they become.
You know, if I were you, mister, I'd get a younger clerk in here so it'll make your antiques look older.
Now, look, Gracie...
Gracie, I'd like to give that locket to my wife for her 27th birthday. And that happens to be today.
Oh, really, Paul? Well, you ought to buy her a present.
Gracie, we've got to get home.
Not going
to
do it. Hmm.
Madam, that vase you admired is a genuine Ming vase.
Ming vase. Wrap it up.
Gladly.
And Gracie. George, you'll have to buy me a coat to match it.
Oh, a Ming coat.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Oh, and my, what a beautiful antique bed. I must go over and see it.
George, you'll never get her home to sign the contract.
Well, what can I do, Bill?
You better do something. I'd like to give that locket to my wife for her 35th birthday.
Well, I'm trying to get it, but I keep getting sidetracked.
Well, don't let yourself get sidetracked. I'll show you how to get it. Watch me. Hey, mister.
Yes, sir?
Now, look, that gentleman over there happens to be Paul Whiteman.
Paul
and
Whiteman?
Yesterday,
why, my, he's put on some weight, didn't he?
Anyway, this
well,
lady...
Well, you know, I've been listening to Paul Whiteman for years, and I just love him on that new radio show.
Never mind the new radio show, and never mind Paul Whiteman. This lady
is
came in...
Is it true
in...
about that soap? Does it really do all they say?
Never mind about the... Is it true?
There we go.
Why, listen, Mr. Swan is even more than they say. It's a brand new kind of white floating soap. 8 ways better than old-style floating soap.
Bill, don't get sidetracked.
Don't worry, I won't. Why, Swan is whiter. It smells fresh and clean. And Swan soap is pure and gentle, as mild as the very finest imported Castile soaps.
Oh, Bill, I'd just love to hear you talk, but talk slower. I'm in no hurry.
Oh, well, Swan soap is so mild, it's ideal for bathing the baby.
Bill, don't forget it's my wife's birthday.
Congratulations. And remember, each cake of Swan is really twins. Break Swan in two. Use half in the kitchen, half in your tub or shower. Try Swan. It comes in that cool-looking green wrapper with the white swan on the front. Now, you see, George, nobody sidetracks me.
I heard it. I was here all the time. Now, look, I've got to get Gracie home to sign that contract. Look, Gracie.
I'm not going to do it. What did you say that bed was?
Well, this is great.
It's genuine antique. Why, George Washington slept in this bed. And so did Thomas Jefferson. And so did James Monroe.
Who slept in the middle?
In the middle?
Wrap it up.
Gladly.
Gracie, please get that locket. I'd like to give it to my wife on her 48th birthday.
Gracie, the producer is...
I'm not going to do it, mister. What's on the third shelf?
That's dust.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Quiet. Gladly. Quiet. Look, mister, I've had enough of this.
Well, look who's Oh, it's Elsie Myers who lives across the street from us. Hello, Elsie.
Hello, Gertrude.
My name is Gracie.
Oh, yeah, I must remember that. Say, Gracie, is that big antique moose head yours?
Yeah, we've been married for years.
I knew that barber gave me a bum haircut.
Well, I just dropped in to get an ashtray for my husband. What's his name?
Frank.
Oh, yeah, I must remember that.
Gracie, get that locket. I've got to get home with it before May Robeson leaves me.
Now, I'm going to settle this. Mister, where's that locket that my wife traded?
Well, I gave it to her a half hour ago.
You did?
Gladly.
Gracie, where's the locket?
I gave it to you. It's in your pocket.
In my pocket?
Gladly.
Gladly, look. Well, come on, let's go. Oh, here it is. Here it is, Paul.
Oh, goodbye. Oh, Elsie, you remember Bill Goodwin. You met him last week.
Oh, yes, he sells duck soup.
Swan soap.
Yeah, must remember that.
Well, come on, let's go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye.
Well, come on, Gracie, let's hurry home. I hope that producer is still here.
Come in, Senor Burns.
Hey, Lee, why are you opening the door? Where's Hilda?
She's upstairs putting my clothes in the guest room.
You're going to live here?
Why not? If you can stand this house, I can.
Hey, Lee, is there a man in here waiting for me?
He left a half hour ago.
I knew this would happen now. The whole deal is probably all.
George, would you like some homemade cookies from the May Company?
No. After working for weeks trying to get you that part, and such a great part, and such a great picture, and such a great story.
Hello? Who? Yes?
Who was that?
Mr. Lasvogel.
Oh, that snoopy neighbor who's always looking in our windows. Gracie, hang up.
What? Oh, thank you very much. Goodbye. George, Mr. Lasvogel said that the man who was here smoked two of your cigars and left a note on the piano.
That guy knows everything. Always looking in our windows. Say, Gracie, look at this. Dear George, I waited as long as I could, but we'll be back tomorrow to have Gracie sign contract. Mrs. North will be a wonderful part for Gracie.
Not going to do it.
I know that it's a perfect part for her because all Gracie has to do is be herself. Sign Irving Asher.
Be myself? Well, that's different. Now I'll do it.
I thought so, yes.
Well, I thought they wanted me to play a dizzy dame like Betty Davis and the Little Foxes.
Betty Davis and the Little Foxes is a dizzy dame?
Well, sure. Any dame that would kill Herbert Marshall must be dizzy.
Well, I guess so. I guess so.
Remember, folks, buy Swan. Try Swan. Get Swan at your dealers today. See for yourself if Swan isn't really eight ways better than old-style floating soaps. Now, once again, George and Gracie.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Gracie. This is Mrs. Whiteman.
Ask her how she liked the locket.
How did you like the locket Paul gave you?
Well, I traded it in.
Well, I don't blame you. For what?
Listen.
Good night, folks. Good night.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time. Until then, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I swan. Why don't you?